Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Yudalid brings us three more halachos about things that are also on Shabbos but are permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have previously discussed, two Mishnayos ago, a ritia, a bandage with ointment. And we said, though we can put it back, a Kohen who takes one off in order to do the Avodah can put it back on, we can't put it on a new wound. You can't put a Ritia on a new wound. And the reason for that was Mimareach, because it would be smearing the oil. But we did say that you would need to take it off in order to do the Avodah. And the reason for that is because it's Chatzitza, right? Because it creates a barrier between the hand of the Kohen and the Avodah that he's doing. Also, we did not mention at that time, but is equally true, if it is a cloth that is larger than 3 etzba'os by 3 etzba'os, so figure 3 fingers by 3 fingers, not very big, it is considered a garment, it is a beged, and that would also be usur, ad midoraisa, because of yitur begadim, too many clothes. The Kohen doing the Avodah is mandated by the Torah to wear the 4 priestly garments, the 4 bigdei kehuna. And those bigdei kehuna are very specific. There's the mechnasayim, the kutonet, the avnet, and the migbaas, the hat. So basically, there's pants, there's a shirt, which is really more of a full-length robe, and the belt, and the hat. And that's it. So if he's wearing a bandage that is larger than 3x3, then it would be a problem because it would also be too many clothes to do the Avodah. So that's reason number 2 why he wouldn't be able to do that. Now, our Mishnah talks about what if a Kohen has a wound that is somewhere that is not a chatzitza. So, for example, if it was on his left hand, Avodah is always done with the right hand. So if it's on his left hand, then if he has a bandage there, it wouldn't interfere with his avodah. So again, if it's a cloth that is larger than 3x3, it's a problem. It would have to be removed anyway. But if he has a wound that he develops on Shabbos on his left hand or in another place that it isn't a chatzitza, so he might wish to cover it, not for healing purposes necessarily, but because of the dignity of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't want to be having like a festering wound visible to everybody while he's doing the Avodah. And so therefore, our Mishnah says, Kohen shelaka be'etzbo, if a Kohen has a wound on his finger, korech aleha gemi b'mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, this Kohen is permitted to wrap it with a soft reed. Okay, the qualifications would be here, right? He can't use a beged because of yitur begadim. He can't use ointment because of mimareach. He also has to think about the derabanan of refuah. We know that refuah, healing, is forbidden on Shabbos, except for situations of pikuach nefesh or similar. And so that's also derabanan because of shechikas samamonim, because you might come to crush the ingredients for the medicine, the herbs and such. So our Mishnah says if you use a soft reed to wrap his wound, as long as it does not create a chatzitza, then it is okay in the Mishkash. It's still a violation of the Isser Durabanan of refuah, but that Isser Durabanan is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, because it is a very minimal degree of refuah. It's not really for the purpose of healing. It's for the purpose of protecting it and for Kavod HaMikdash. And so that's sort of like Tzorech HaAvodah for the purposes of the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. But it's true that a little bit of healing will take place, but that's okay, because it's a Shuos and a Shuos Hitir HaMikdash, right? These Darabonans are permitted in service of the Avodah. Of course, Aval Loba Medina, but you can't do that elsewhere, because if it's not outside the Beis HaMikdash, and not even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not for Tzorech HaVoda, it's not for, even if he's not doing the Avoda, so it's not for Kavod HaMikdash and Kavod HaAvoda, because it's not Tzorech HaVoda, and there is some degree of refuah here, and so it'll be Asur Midrabanan because of refuah. The Mishnah continues, im lahotzi dam, if the intention is to force out blood, which would be, the purpose of that would be to cleanse the wound and also to cause healing. Remember that in the time of the Mishnah, it was believed that bleeding somebody was a good way to heal them. So certainly, if you have a wound, you might push out blood in order to increase the healing. So if that's the purpose in tying the reed, so then, kan v'kanav, so that is asur d'oraisa. It is asur d'oraisa because of the isur of chovel, which is a tolda of shochet, right, causing a bleeding wound, and that is asur d'oraisa, and so you can't do that not only outside the Beis Hamikdash, but you can't do that in the Beis Hamikdash either. The second halacha in our Mishnah refers to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is where the Karbanos were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. The Mizbeach is quite a large structure. It's 10 amos high, which is between 15 and 20 feet. So it's a very, very large structure, and it's very tall. And you would go up to the Mizbeach by way of a ramp. There's no stairs. It would go up, and you can imagine that ramp could get slippery. First of all, that portion of the Beis Hamikdash does not have a roof, so if it rains, that ramp is going to get wet. But also, they're bringing up animals and pieces of raw animal that are going to be burned on the Beis Hamikdash, and so it could get slippery and slimy. You could see that a person could really slip, and that could be very dangerous. And so the Mishnah tells us, "Bozkin melach al gabei hakevesh." We are permitted to crush and spread salt on the ramp in order to prevent slipping. The Gemara clarifies that this is only true when the actual avoda of bringing karbanos onto the mizbeach is not taking place. You can do it between avodos. You can do it when they're only bringing up wood for the purposes of enhancing, helping the burn. But when they're actually bringing up korbanos, you can't do it because the kohanim bringing up the korbanos, there can't be a chatzitza, there can't be something blocking between, in this case, between their feet and the floor of the azara, the floor of the mizbeach and the floor of the kevesh. And so that salt can't be between their feet and the floor when they're bringing up the animals. But you can do this when they're not bringing up animals, when they're bringing up the wood, or then nobody's bringing anything up at all. However, you cannot do that outside the Beis Hamikdash, right? Because there's an Isur Rabbanan of spreading salt to create a drier environment or to melt ice or anything like that, because that is sort of fixing the surface of the courtyard or wherever it is you're spreading it, and that would be similar to Bona. So it's Isur Rabbanan outside the Beis Hamikdash. The third topic in our Mishnah is the Chachamim forbade drawing water on Shabbos with a water wheel. Right? Drawing Shabbos with a water wheel is not permitted on Shabbos. Drawing water on Shabbos with a water wheel is not permitted. And the reason for that is a gzeirah, it's a darbanon, that since it is so easy to draw the water that way, you don't have to really work hard to get the water, you can draw large quantities of water with relative ease. You might end up watering your garden, which is asur d'oraisa, or your field, or something like that, right? Which is asur d'oraisa. You can't plant, you can't water your field on Shabbos. However, our Mishnah says, "Umimalin mibor hagolo mibor hagadol begalgal b'Shabbos." They did permit the drawing of water with a water wheel from the two cisterns in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bor HaGola and the Bor HaGadol. Those are the names of the two cisterns. The cistern of the exile, because it was used for people to drink water even when they're coming from Golos to Aliyah Regel, and the Bor HaGadol because it was big. But anyway, those are the names of the two cisterns of the Beis HaMikdash. You were allowed to draw water with a water wheel from those two cisterns on Shabbos. They also made an exception in one other case, U mi be'er hakar b'yom tov. They made an exception for a specific well called the be'er hakar, the cold well, outside the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Beis HaMikdash. This well was used for Oli Regalim. People would come up to the Beis HaMikdash from all over, and they would need, cool, fresh water. And so Chazal permitted the drawing of water with a water wheel on Yom Tov. from that specific well. Because on Yom Tov, there were a lot of people coming from outside Yerushalayim, from all over the country, even from all over the world, to make Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, they needed extra water, and the Chazal permitted it. The Gemara expands this exception, actually, to any circumstance where there is no possibility of watering a garden, or something similar, right? If you're somewhere where the only possible thing you could do with water is drink it, and there's nothing that you could potentially do with this water that would be forbidden, then you are allowed to use the water wheel to draw water on Shabbos, even outside the Beis HaMikdash.